Chapter 30, Part 3. Krishna visits the Pandavas. Within days of their arrival at Vishakhyapa, the monsoons arrived. They set up camp on high ground and watched as the rains fell and flooded the earth. They could no longer see the sun. Bolts of lightning lit the forest, while streams of frothing water rushed across the earth, hissing like flights of arrows. All the forest creatures became delighted and frolicked in the rain-soaked woods. Gradually the season turned to autumn. The clouds dispersed and the sky was lustrous. The days were warm and the nights cool. The Pandavas surveyed the refreshed forest scenery and decided that it was an auspicious time, the sacred month of Kartik. It was time to return to Kamyaka. A few days after their arrival, Krishna and Satyabhama came to visit them. Krishna knew that they had returned to the Kamyaka by his inconceivable powers. The Pandavas were overjoyed to see their well-wishing friend. With tears in their eyes, they rose up to greet him. Krishna got down from his chariot and bowed at Yudhishthira and Bhima's feet, as well as that of Domya and the Brahmins. Krishna embraced Arjuna and accepted the obeisances of Nakula and Sahadev. Satyabhama embraced Draupadi, and when she and her husband were comfortably seated among the Pandavas, they all began to converse amongst each other. Arjuna told Krishna everything that had transpired since their last meeting. Arjuna then inquired after Krishna and his family's welfare, especially asking about his wife Subhadra and their son Abhimanyu. Krishna assured him that all was well. Turning to Yudhishthira, Krishna said, "O King, the wise assert that righteousness is superior to winning kingdoms. And to cultivate righteousness, asceticism is necessary. In strict obedience to the truth, you have performed your duties and you have thus conquered both this world and the next. You are not addicted to sensual pleasures, nor do you act out of selfishness. Although you have won opulent kingdoms and have been surrounded by luxury, you have not swayed from your practices of charity, truthfulness, asceticism, religion, forgiveness, and patience." Yudhishthira bowed his head modestly as Krishna continued to speak. "Who but you, O Dharmaraj, could have tolerated the outrage toward Draupadi, which was so very loathsome to virtue? There can be no doubt that you will recover your kingdom in due course. When your vow is fulfilled, and the 13 years have passed, we shall do everything in our power to chastise the Kauravas." Krishna spoke kindly to Draupadi, saying that it was by good fortune she had obtained such virtuous men as her husbands. Krishna gave her news of her sons, who were staying in Drupada's kingdom and who also spent time in Dwaraka. It was there that Subhadra showered them with motherly love. Krishna's own son, Pradyumna, was instructing all the Pandava sons in martial arts. When Krishna fell silent, Yudhishthira said, O Keshava, there is no doubt that you are our highest refuge. We are always under your protection. When the time comes, you will surely do everything to restore us our kingdom. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.